cattle and grain futures hovered on Tuesday as traders await what could be market-shifting government report. Before trying to fix something, it's prudent to look back and acknowledge the benefits that flow from the system as it exists, says Mark Dopp of the North American Meat Institute, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 30th of June. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed Tuesday, able to fade some early pressure, but they remain mired in uncertainty surrounding potential contract-end volatility for live cattle, limited cash trade last week, coupled with next week's holiday, and how Wednesday's USDA grain stocks and acreage reports will influence feed prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 33 cents higher through the front three contracts, and then from 15 cents lower to 25 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 64 cents higher through the front four contracts and then mixed. Likewise, grain futures closed mainly narrowly mixed as traders awaited direction from the aforementioned USDA reports. Corn futures closed mostly 2 cents lower to a penny higher, except for 19 cents higher in spot July. Soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents lower. Negotiated cash big cattle trade was at a standstill in most regions through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service, while wholesale beef prices continued to decline. Choice box beef cutout value was $5.09 lower Tuesday afternoon at $292.34 a hundredweight. Select was $3.56 lower at $270.40. Had results available press time from just one trendable weekly Tuesday auction. Steers sold steady to $3 higher at Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, where there are 2,086 head. Heifers traded steady to $4 higher with the gain on yearlings. Major U.S. financial indices were little changed on Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 9 points higher, the S&P 500 closed a point higher, and the NASDAQ was up 28 points. Before trying to fix something, it's prudent to look back and acknowledge the benefits that flow from the system as it exists, says Mark Dopp, Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the North American Meat Institute. In 2019, he explains, Americans spent an average of 9.5% of their disposable personal incomes on food. That was divided between food at home at 4.9% and food away from home at 4.6%. Between 1960 and 1998, Dopp says, the share of disposable personal income spent on total food by Americans, on average, fell from 17.0% to 10.1%, driven by a declining share of income spent on food at home. Indeed, Dopp says, Americans spend less of their disposable personal income on food than any other country in the world. This remarkable drop is attributable largely to systemic efficiencies that allow food processors to offer food to consumers at lower prices, he says. Dopp's perspectives come from a letter submitted in response to a request by U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack for comments about efforts to improve supply chains for the production of agricultural commodities and food products. In the letter, Dopp outlined some of the myths and misconceptions surrounding current debate and proposed legislation aimed at cattle markets. Some of that focuses on strained beef packing capacity, resulting in lost producer market leverage. In written testimony to the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee last week, Juliana Potts, Meat Institute President and CEO, pointed out publicly announced plans would add more than 5,200 head per day of beef packing capacity. According to Potts, these new entrants or company expansions were based on decisions to build or expand based on market conditions, not because of government intervention. Government interference into the market could well undermine this industry growth, she says. As well, Dopp explained in his comments, demands for more harvest capacity often ignore another fundamental issue, a significant and perhaps the biggest problem facing the meat packing industry, which is labor, or the shortage of it. He added that labor challenges were not caused by the pandemic, only exacerbated by it. That's your cattle current market update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 30th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.